Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Post-sex nachos. So insane.
A new EP coming out.
Oh,
just came out.
How many songs?
Four, five.
Oh, wow. Hey!
Everything We Used to Do, SOS, which is incredible. Supergirl, also incredible. Walk Away, we've heard on this
great
station.
Great song.
And Been Somebody.
Huh. Okay.
Good.
Story here from the Kansas City Star. For the second year in a row, Kansas City will not be in the top 20 for an annual study regarding U.S. cities with the most rats. But it is inching closer. Orkin, an American pest control company, released its annual report for the top 50 rattiest cities. Kansas City did move up. I've never seen a rat in this town in my entire life. I've seen a mouse or several mice.
Just for some context, Orkin bases this study off of how many calls they get from each metropolitan area regarding rodent extermination.
Excuse me. Orkin, we're number one. We get the job done. We're Orkin. Why do I remember that?
I have never even heard that.
I've never heard that either, and I've been on this planet for 54
their
years.
Jingle, take it to the bank.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Kansas City moved up from 45th. Most rattiest city in America to 36. Jumped nine spots in 1 year.
Look at us go.
Thank you for that.
You mentioned how you've never seen any rats, but every single day or every week or something, the KC Star puts out their what restaurants got violated by health inspections or whatever. And every single time they put out one of those lists, some restaurant somewhere in Kansas City had a rat.
Really?
Yep.
Huh.
Can I ask you a question?
Would you care to guess the top five?
No. Detroit.
No.
New York City.
Number 3.
St. Louis?
No.
New York City's number 3?
St. Louis is number 1 in my book.
I got nothing if New York's not number 1.
L.A.?
Number 1.
San Fran?
Number 4.
Ooh.
I'll put you out of your misery.
Miami?
Hartford, Connecticut is number 5.
Oh.
Chicago is number 2.
I have a question. When you go on the Star's website, usually about 2/3 of the way down, there's a health department report about once a week. And it's kind of clickbait. It'll say rodent droppings and moldy cheese. Who's in the rodent report this week? Do you ever read that? And would it prohibit you in some way from going to the restaurant? I don't want to say I don't care, but unless it is something so damning, I don't care. Every restaurant struggles. Every home struggles. You know, I had a fly.
My home doesn't struggle.
I had a fly in my kitchen today. I'm like, how'd that get in here?
So having worked in the restaurant industry and then having to take the restaurant manager food safety test every however many years you have to take it, I've told you guys before that there are a number of things that I look at when I walk into a restaurant, a new restaurant. If it's a restaurant I've been to before that I trust, I don't do it. But if it's a restaurant that I've never set foot in, I like look at the corner of the booths, look at the back corner under the table, certain things that if they don't clean that, they're probably not cleaning other things in their restaurant. But to your point, Dana, when these restaurants appear on this list, go 48 hours later, because that's going to be the cleanest restaurant in the city.
Yeah.
I agree.
Now,
that's a great point.
You are better off going to these restaurants right after this, because if they do not correct those violations, I believe within 5 to 7 days, they will be shut
down.
They
shut them down. Yes. If you're asking if it would affect my dining out decisions, the answer is yes, especially if there are roaches. If you,
I don't know that you can completely be void of any type of that thing in a food preparation area, especially if you are street side.
I guarantee, hot damn you, that I don't have a single roach in my house. Not one.
I mean, the FDA approves a certain amount of bug in highly processed foods because they know for a fact that those bugs are getting in there in the factory. That hot dog's got a certain percentage of bug in it.
Have you and Johnny contracted an exterminator for your new house?
We have not.
I have one for you.
You need one.
We only had fruit flies because of my wine and the fruit that we left out. We have since, if we've got bananas, we put it in the fridge. And I have started corking my wine and putting it in the fridge.
And you think that you won't attract roaches or mice or anything like that?
We've never had roaches or mice. Mm-mm.
You're refrigerating red wine?
I know, Sam.
You had mice in Leawood.
Only when I left the dog food unsecured out in the garage. And that's a mistake we'll never make again.
Don't forget about those chimney swifts.
Yep, federally and the bird food birds. And the seed. All of that is now latched in containers.
So what I'm hearing from you is you are not going to get an exterminator.
No. Mm-mm.
I think that is a major mistake.
If we started seeing issues, I'm sure we would look into it. Fruit flies, I mean, I don't know that you can exterminate your way out of
that. No. You don't exterminate to kill what's in the house. You exterminate to keep them out of the house.
I never had an exterminator in the Leawood home until the mouse issue outside, and then we dealt with it, and then we moved on. We never had a problem since.
I have my buddy Bill Richhart from Lansing come over 2 times a year.
Just sprays?
He sprays around the house, outside, then he sprays inside, and they never come in.
Yeah, we don't want those chemicals.
I know, right?
What'd you just say?
I like my home chemical free, Scott.
We don't want those chemicals.
All right, I don't know if this is a topic or not, but I kind of want to talk to our lawyers here. Okay? A federal judge in Kansas is considering sanctions. Now, let me put it this way. The federal judge said to the lawyers, explain to me why you think you shouldn't be sanctioned. They're in trouble, okay? Mm-hmm. Against a handful of attorneys for using AI that generated fake legal citations, including non-existent cases and misrepresented holdings. It was in a brief filed for a patent case, with the judge holding all signing lawyers responsible for what they now call hallucinated AI briefs. That word, you're going to start seeing that, hallucinated AI. Okay.
That has to do with the AI thinking that what they are presenting to you is legit when it is not.
I think it's better that the judge said, you're hallucinating if you think this is okay. One of the attorneys that faces citations is from Kansas. Okay. And it's a patent case. It's not anything extraordinarily sexy that we would normally talk about on this program, although sometimes patent cases can be interesting. Where and how do we stop this in professional America where it has no place? And what is the difference for the attorney that says using AI to cite a case than using one of our interns or one of our very new, you know, scrub attorneys
exactly
that's fresh out of law school.
That's where I was going.
To research this for us.
Mm-hmm. What is the, do you think that every lawyer who's ever signed a brief or an addendum.
Yeah, wrote it?
No.
No.
They probably had some understudy, some intern, to borrow your phrase, write it. They look over it. Looks pretty good. I'm going to put my name on it.
But an intern can be fired in a way that AI cannot. And I think we're just not there yet where you can use that technology in professions of import. Think about even, Scott, architecture or, you know, other fields where AI could be useful for some things like math, but you wouldn't necessarily want it designing a building yet, would you?
I would not. I would also prefer that AI not write top 10 songs that end up on the Billboard 100.
Right.
Which has already happened.
But here we are.
I would also prefer that AI not write scripts for TV or movie shows that I watch.
Does the bar, do your professional associations, no matter what it is you do for a living, have they yet to have anything to say about this? And if not, they should. Someone should be coming forward in all of these industries saying,
you can't have them write your
briefs.
This
is our profession. Right. This is our professional stance on this.
Well, and keep this in mind with AI. If you have a blue-collar job, you're probably pretty safe. If you have a white-collar job, you might need to rethink your career path. Dana, it is, if you go through your contract, okay, with this radio station,
yep,
you don't own your voice, you don't own your name, you don't own any of it, as long as that contract is in effect. All they need is a sample of our voice. Why are you shaking your head?
Because it wouldn't work for our type of platform because we aren't the process, we are the product.
Correct.
So if you work in a white-collar job and you have a job where you are the process, data entry, quite frankly, the pushing the buttons, like a large portion of my job could be automated through AI. Please don't. But if you are part of the process, you can easily be AI'd.
All right, then let me give you another example. What about a TV, local TV news anchor?
Technically cannot be AI'd yet.
Why not?
Because it's not real.
There's no warmth in that robotic face.
Right. How it's one thing to look on your phone and say, oh, it's windy outside. It's another thing when the you-know-what's hitting the fan and you want to see Brian Busby showing you the side
somebody
streets
you trust
and where to avoid and talking about landmarks that you understand.
But that's why it's a not-yet situation because, trust me, the reason that all of this is being trickled out slowly is so that we all get used to it. And the more used to it that we get, the more accepting of it we are. And eventually, yeah, you're going to be turning on the morning news and there's Bob who never existed.
What about taxes? Does AI wipe out the need for a tax preparer, not planner, but a preparer?
Well, how is that any different than what we already have with TurboTax or something like that, where all I do is type in the numbers? Somebody's going to have to type in the numbers.
Not if you scan it and upload it.
Not necessarily. Yeah. Again, that would be the process, though, right? So if you are somebody who does higher level tax preparing work, that's the product, not the process.
The problem is these attorneys used it, cited it, and didn't double check.
913-586-7798. 913-586-7798 here on KMBZ.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I don't know why I'm fascinated with the Epstein case, but if you missed it last night, Ghislaine Maxwell requested that she be released from prison. She formally requested last night through a federal judge that she be released from prison.
That timing's interesting.
Isn't it? Because the file is due to be released by law tomorrow.
I don't even want to talk about this next part, Scott. I think you mention it and we move on. It is so disgusting and so despicable and underscores the urgency of keeping her in a very dark, small, barred space for the rest of her life.
So there were several emails and photos that were released today. One photo appears to show a passage from Vladimir Nabokov's Lolita, beg your pardon, written on different parts of someone's body. The first blurry image shows a line scrawled on her chest. It reads, Lolita.
The book is about a pedophile. We'll leave it at that, Scott.
I'm not going to read that line. Okay. And then, anyway, then there are several emails, and it's not clear with whom they were communicating, they being either Jeffrey Epstein or Ghislaine Maxwell, where one of them writes, that's fine, but they want $1,000 for that girl.
They are negotiating the price of a teenage girl, of a child.
Well, it's not. They are talking about an adult or a child.
They are talking about the cost and broke down her. Her name.
All of this was. All this part was redacted.
God.
Her name. Her bust size. Her weight. Her height. Her waist size. And then one of the two says, maybe I'll take her, but I'll give her to Jay. Now, who, and it's just the letter J. Who Jay is, we have no idea.
Yeah. Release the files.
Well, the files are supposed to be released tomorrow.
Not going to happen.
We will see.
Dana, you have misophonia, right?
Yes.
I, too, have misophonia. It's actually horrible.
Is that the noise?
Yeah.
Sometimes Mary Beth and I will be eating dinner together, and I have to get up and go eat in another room because it drives my brain insane.
Yeah.
New study just came out from Things You Don't Know. Misophonia, of course, a condition where everyday sounds like chewing, tapping, or heavy breathing trigger strong irritation or even anger from people who suffer from it. Researchers studying this phenomenon have found an interesting connection, however. People who are highly sensitive to these noises often perform better on tests, measuring real-world creativity and complex problem solving.
We're creative and smart.
Scientists believe this may be linked to the way that their brains process the sensory information. Instead of filtering out the background noise like most people do, misophonic individuals notice more details in their environment, heightening sensitivity, and that can overwhelm them in noisy situations. But it may also give them an advantage in tasks that require attention. It's a superpower.
Yeah. Okay.
Pattern recognition and creative thinking. While being annoyed by chewing sounds like it might feel like a flaw, studies suggest that it's actually a sign of somebody who is more perceptive and has a more analytically powerful mind.
I'll tell you, as I get older, it gets worse. And someone in Hollywood was talking about this a couple of weeks ago. Oh, I don't remember which actress it was. And she says hers is debilitating and that her relatives used to make fun of her for it. And, you know, she's learned to live with it. There's no cure for it. It is what it is. But as I get older, babies crying.
I think that annoys everybody, but yeah.
Okay. I have what I would consider a heightened agitation to that, despite the fact I mothered four of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Water pouring, weird chewing noises. And once—
That sounds like a slurp.
No, that's Dan. And once I notice it, I cannot block it out.
That's the biggest one for me, because if Mary Beth and I are sitting there and we're watching something on the TV and I don't happen to focus on it,
we can eat the entire
meal and everything's fine. If I lock onto it, it's all I can think about.
It's over.
Yeah.
One day I was in a theater, Scott, and someone was trying to be quiet. And you know how it's worse when you're trying to be quiet? They had smuggled in candy and they were... And you know, my level of agitation at that is much higher than anyone else who does not have this. It makes me very
respectful,
very ragey.
Will you leave a room?
Yes. I've left before when Dan's eating next to me. He knows this. I'm not saying anything he doesn't know.
What about with Johnny?
He doesn't make those weird noises.
What about, you said you've left the room with Mary Beth.
There have been times when I've looked at her and I said, honey, I'm going a little crazy right now, and I picked up my plate and walked into a different room.
You can just say I'm overstimulated right now. I've said that before. I'm sorry. I'm overstimulated right now.
You guys are crazy.
It makes me a jerk, right? Because I'm like, stop chewing with your mouth open. She's like, I'm not. I'm like, okay, I'll just leave the room. I'm sorry.
Yes, you are.
I know I'm the problem. But we have a coworker on this half of the building who likes to chew gum. And I don't know why he refuses to chew gum. With
quietly.
His lips together.
Oh!
And he will come and stand at my desk and talk to me for 10, 15 minutes, just chewing gum
and
the whole
like,
time.
And you're like, stop smacking.
It takes every ounce of my being to not turn around and just explode.
Does he have a name?
He does.
What is it?
His name will not be shared. We're late for break.
Just tell me in my ear.
The actress's name is January Jones of Mad Men fame. Mad Men fame. Kelly Ripa has it. Kelly Osbourne, Melissa Gilbert.
C-Dot is a bubblegum lip smacker?
I didn't say that.
Intense anger, disgust, or anxiety in response to those triggers, with an inability to focus on anything else when that trigger sound is heard. Yep.
Huh. C-Dot is a bubblegum lip smacker.
Well, Dana, I thought you would like to know that it means that we are smart. It's actually a superpower.
I could have told you that, but yes, I concur.
Well, by the way, don't get carried away, but I couldn't help but notice that over the last 6 or 7 months, I shake my legs, tap my legs, my feet on the floor while we're doing the show. I look that up. People who shake their legs while engaged in conversation tend to be smarter than the people they're talking to.
Or you have restless leg syndrome.
No.
Dana, do you hear that? That's the sound of grasping at straws.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
Well, kudos to the president. From CBS News, and this was not a political story, but he is the impetus for this story. President Trump today signed an executive order that reschedules marijuana to a lower drug classification, one of the most significant changes to drug policy in decades. Quoting here from the president, "Today, I am pleased to announce that I will be signing an executive order to reschedule marijuana from a Schedule 1, which put it on the same level as opioids, heroin, cocaine, LSD."
Which is just wild.
"To a Schedule 3 controlled substance with legitimate medical uses. We have people begging for me to do this, people who are in great pain." The president went on to say, and I quote, "I think I've probably received many more phone calls on this, on doing what we're doing. I don't think I've received any calls on the other side of it."
You know, we often remind you of the family who lived in Fairway that had to move to Colorado because they could not get hemp or CBD oil for their child. We have exceptions for some of those things now, but it's long overdue we do that. And then on the heels of that, have you seen, there have been all kinds of raids and crackdowns on both sides of state line. They're trying to stop what is still currently the legal sale of that kratom and gas station heroin that's everywhere.
I popped into a gas station on the way home last night, and I was amazed that behind the counter, it literally looked like there were just joints sitting there
everywhere.
On the counter.
It's everywhere. Yeah. And it's making people crazy.
By the way, if you live in the state of Kansas and saw this executive order news today and think to yourself, I'm going to go get me some pot.
The KBI is out with a statement. Here it is. From the Kansas Bureau of Investigation, "Rescheduling is not the same as legalization. The cultivation, distribution, possession of marijuana-derived THC products remains illegal under state and federal law, and the KBI will continue to enforce existing laws."
So wait, is it a loophole? If the federal government says we're going to reclassify it, they haven't said it's legalized,
it's
just reclassified
to a lower level scheduled drug.
So this doesn't change anything. I mean,
it opens the door. I've always said Kansas and South Dakota will be the last ones through the door when it comes to legalizing marijuana.
The biggest things it opens the door for are research and medicinal applications.
Medicinal, that's right. So Schedule 1 meant that it was a mind-altering substance that had no medicinal value. That is what a Schedule 1 drug is, okay?
Well, and clearly not true when it comes to marijuana.
That is correct. Schedule 3 keeps it illegal but recognizes that it does have medicinal value components.
Not necessarily illegal but regulated, depending on what state you're in, and federally.
Well, and what we're seeing in the United States, where 40 of the 50 states and the District of Columbia have legalized marijuana in one form or another, medicinally and recreationally.
Right.
There are only 10 states now, Kansas being one of them, that does not allow the use of marijuana in any shape or form. Even though it still remains illegal on the federal level, this reminds me of the late 1990s. When in the state of Kansas, you could not sell alcohol on a Sunday. And Wyandotte County gave a huge, gigantic middle finger to the state of Kansas and started allowing liquor stores to open, I believe it was at noon at the time, and stay open until 6 or 7 at night back then. The state of Kansas did not do anything about it. They didn't come in and say, oh, no, no, no. There goes your liquor license, friend.
They just slowly let the other dominoes fall all around.
And right after that, Johnson County was right behind them. Then, Shawnee County, Douglas County, all the dominoes, to borrow your phrase, Dana, started to fall. And even though I believe, and I'll have to look this up, I think it's still technically illegal to sell alcohol on Sundays in Kansas. Nobody cares.
Do you think it's still on the books that way?
I'd have to look that up. I don't know. I don't know if they finally, realized, hey, we lost that fight, and just said, state law, Kansas. We can't win. so let's just give up, and gave up, or if they just said, no, hang on, let me look here. All right, sorry, I beg your pardon, I stand corrected. Kansas liquor law now does allow for Sunday sales from 9 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Remember they used to rope it off in the grocery stores? They would put like caution tape over the grocery store.
Oh, we have locks that you have to put on the door.
Oh, my gosh.
Do you remember in the late 90s, early 2000s, they would not allow liquor sales in Kansas prior to 12 noon. Now, you may wonder why it was that 12 noon was selected as the time where they could finally start selling booze at a liquor store in Kansas.
That's when you get out of church, baby.
Bingo. That's exactly
I'm
right.
I'm going to spend some time with the Lord, and then I'm going to get my drink on.
Go get the Lord in me, and then get the devil. And that was literally the argument that they made, is we cannot have liquor stores open while people are in church.
But you had mentioned that in the president's comments, he had mentioned he hadn't gotten any calls resisting this. Mm-hmm. I can think of one industry that's going to be big mad.
Pharma.
Pharma.
Mm-hmm.
Because the long-running theory was not that pot was made illegal because it was some crazy drug that was making people lose their minds and kill each other. It was because of all the medicinal applications that it's much cheaper. You can literally grow it in your backyard.
Sam, but more effective.
Yeah.
More effective.
Petroleum-based drugs, which is what our entire medical system is built off of today.
Boy, he is deep in the conspiracy theories.
Updated information just now from the New York Times the person of interest in the shooting at Brown University. Listen to this. Authorities today identified a person of interest in the shooting at Brown University, and they are investigating whether there's a possible connection to the killing of a Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor, according to two people briefed on the matter, not authorized to speak about the investigation. Investigators are searching for the individual and a car that the person is believed to have rented. The authorities believe, Scott, the rented vehicle is the same make and model of the car identified in connection with the shooting of the MIT professor in Brookline, Massachusetts.
Oh, boy.
And there it is.
That's
huge.
There
it is.
That is huge.
It is a rental car. It is the same make and model. It's, 45 minutes away?
52 miles away.
Hour and 15 with current traffic.
An alert issued to police in Boston have directed officers to look for this car, and they are warning that anyone in it should be considered armed and dangerous and wanted in connection with the Brookline homicide. The alert didn't mention Brown.
Hmm. We are waiting for a news conference. We have no idea when it was supposed to start, but they started advertising it on CNN about an hour and a half ago that there was soon, update on Brown University shooting. For whatever reason, that has not happened. Now, that's not their fault. If there is a connection between Brown University and MIT, we're talking about a lot of moving parts. A lot of moving parts. And they want to make sure that they don't get ahead of their skis. So if that news conference happens in the next 2 hours and 15 minutes, we will bring it to you live. They do have the identity of the person of interest. They have not found, as far as we know, the person of interest. The person of proximity that they were looking for yesterday in Providence, Dana was reporting earlier today, is a homeless man who was suspicious of this guy who seemed to be casing the outside of the Brown University campus and may have provided the license plate number on the car that he drove either into the city with or out of the city with. Yeah. 913-586-7798. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Real quick, and we're going to monitor this. They had a 3 p.m. presser scheduled, 3 p.m. Central Time, to provide an update on the shooting at Brown University and now the possible link to the murder of the professor with MIT. That has since been pushed back, and there's a lot of activity on Twitter right now suggesting there is movement in the case in Boston.
All right, so story here from WCVB in Boston. Police have identified a person they believe is connected to the mass shooting at Brown University and the killing of a Massachusetts Institute of Technology professor in Brookline earlier this week, according to sources who spoke with Channel 5 WCVB. No name has been released. Hundreds of investigators are involved in the search for this person. The information about a possible connection between the two incidents was developed in the last 24 hours as detectives working on both cases started to compare notes. Quoting here from former FBI agent Brad Garrett, who is often used by ABC News for analysis, quote, "We don't know the motive of either one of these shootings, but from an investigative standpoint, what could possibly match? Shell casings from the scene. He left those at MIT. It could also be from surveillance cameras in and around the professor's home or on the campus." Nuno Loureiro, 47 years old, was shot Monday night at his home in near Boston in Brookline at about 9 p.m. Loureiro was an MIT faculty member in the department's nuclear science and engineering and physics as well as the director, Dana, you reported this earlier, of MIT's Plasma Science and Fusion Center.
And keep in mind, the law enforcement sources are saying the activity is on the Massachusetts side.
Right.
With respect to the manhunt for the shooter. And my guess is all of the activity started happening, Scott, right around the time they were going to take to the podium and give an update. And so that has been pushed back. When they have that update, we will give it to you. And then, Sam, are we ready to quote or cite the other tidbit of breaking news that you shared with us during a break?
Sure. It's a local radio personality. You guys have probably heard of him by the name of Seren Petro, who took to X earlier today predicting that there will be a meeting on Monday in Topeka. At that meeting, the Chiefs. Not at that meeting, the Royals. Petro goes on to say that barring any last-minute, quote, screw-up by somebody at the top, end quote, he's expecting an announcement that the Chiefs are moving to Kansas after the meeting.
Wow.
According to sources speaking to Seren Petro.
I know Seren very well. I've known him for 30 years. Don't think for a second I won't be texting him during the break, and Bob Fesco as well. Huh.
There it is.
So Seren is reporting.
The meeting is in Topeka.
On Monday. And he has sources that claim after that meeting, the Chiefs will be announcing that they are moving to the state of Kansas.
That is the only reference of it from Seren Petro. I have not seen it anywhere else. But again, he claims he has sources that are feeding him that information.
This is huge. This is huge. I'm on his Facebook page right now.
Okay.
In 2032, could that mean that we are driving to the Legends?
I don't know where.
Arrowhead football.
I think in the short term, it means we can stop talking about it. Just pick a spot. I don't even care anymore.
But as tired as we all are.
It's an exciting announcement if this, it comes.
Of this, you know, palace intrigue, if you will.
Oh, my gosh. In the longest drawn out debacle that I can remember covering in this town in a very long time.
This is like an abusive relationship.
I don't know if it's a debacle, but
does it surprise you if they jump?
I've long thought that the Chiefs really did want to go out to Kansas. And if they do, then the Royals should stay at Kauffman's
or move downtown.
I don't think they need to move downtown. The entrance and exit from both of those sites is super crazy convenient. And I think you have to keep that in mind. And if the Chiefs were to vacate the Truman Sports Complex, then the Royals, maybe they extend their lease, they tear down Arrowhead Stadium, they build their new baseball stadium there, and then I've been advocating this for months now, create their own entertainment district at what is now the Truman Sports Complex with their baseball stadium where Arrowhead currently sits, tear down Kauffman, and that becomes part of the entertainment district.
But Scott, we need downtown baseball.
No, we don't.
But Scott.
I would love downtown baseball.
Until you have to get to it and get out of it on opening day.
When have you and I ever had opening day off?
No, I'm not saying
we'll just
you
make
and
fun
me.
Of everybody else that's stuck in traffic.
But everybody else who says I want a downtown baseball stadium, it sounds beautiful. Until you've got to get in and out on opening day.
We could do stuck in traffic, never making it to the game on opening day trivia.
Quick break for the news here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Your true crime podcast keeps listeners on the edge of their seats. But here's the real mystery. Why isn't it making more money? Odyssey Creator Lab is here to solve that. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on the suspense while our sales team brings in advertisers and revenue. Stop leaving money on the table. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and turn your passion for true crime into real revenue.